AccuWeather forecast, going to be cloudy, snow possible in this afternoon. Could see some accumulation. We'll have a high of about 32. The Racine County Sheriff's Department is seeking what amounts to a five-year lower-cost contract with the current jail and juvenile detention center food service provider Aramark, retroactive to the first of the year. The Finance and Human Resources Committee hearing from Captain Doug Waring. He said the deal would include the company paying up to $150,000 during that time to replace kitchen equipment.
Dishwasher, there's an oven, there's a couple barge kettles that they use, and there's other equipment that should be replaced because it's used daily to feed quite a few people.
He explained that the inmates get two hot and one cold meals each day, and any rate increase by the company would be guaranteed at 3% or less each year.
Food's going to continue to go. I assume it's going to continue to go up. The quality food, they've shown over the last 5 years that it's been the same. It hasn't been any problems with it. They also said that the rates of going up in the next 5 years will not exceed 3% a year of any kind of increase. So it would be between 1% to 3%.
The contract numbers, those are still being negotiated through the Corporation Counsel's office, but should be ready for the county board's final vote on March 28th. The old marijuana hidden in the Cheetos bag trick is what the Racine County DA's office is alleging 19-year-old Esmeralda Gonzalez did recently in Mount Pleasant. Criminal complaint says a police officer smelled marijuana and during a search of the car she was in, discovered six small sealable bags containing pot inside of a Cheetos bag. Gonzalez reportedly admitted the marijuana was hers, but denied intent to sell, maintaining that each of the bags was just enough for a joint. She could face up to 6 months in jail if convicted. Racine Unified School District's Montessori program at Goodland School going gangbusters. That according to Superintendent Lolly Hawes. That is why expansion is planned. In a recent update to the Board of Education, the director of the program, Amy Shepherd, talked about two classrooms, each with four sections for 3- and 4-year-olds.
Both of our teachers, Melissa Becker and Ami Soni, are AMS-trained Montessori teachers. We've got four educational assistants. They provide support 2 in the morning and then 2 in the afternoon. We've got wraparound care available. Transportation was offered in drop zone format this year.
Shepherd said the expansion plans for next year, that will incorporate 5-year-olds.
We're adding 2 additional teachers, so 2 additional 3- and 4-year-old classrooms with our 5-year-olds then next year. So we're going to have our true Montessori classroom next year. We've already got one teacher who's on board and hired our third teacher. So we're still looking to hire 1 additional teacher. So we'll have a total of 4 classrooms. Our 3- and 4-year-olds will attend during the morning only. Our 5-year-olds will stay for the entire day.
Enrollment is at capacity this year, 43-year-olds according to Shepherd, 39 4-year-olds, but again more in year 2. Dr. Haw said she's hoping the board will provide more teachers in the budget process, as Montessori seems to be proving itself as a valued choice. And Southeast Wisconsin Rotary Club members need to take notice of a change in policy by Rotary International regarding guns, which has led State Representative Bob Gannon of Slinger to walk away from District 6270, which covers this part of the state. Rotary policy now says clubs cannot be involved with organizations or projects that, quote, support the use of harmful products, unquote, which Gannon takes to mean the chapters can no longer be associated with guns or any gun-related events.
We have supported in the past 4-H groups, Boy Scouts, things of that nature. They teach shooting safety.
Gannon had been a member of the West Bend Sunrise Rotary Club for 23 years. Police in Mount Pleasant trying to take some action to avoid further problems that involve some of the bars on the east end of the village. Chief Tim Zarzecki talking to the Board of Trustees this week about concerns, recent incidents at a couple of taverns that are open late and drawing big crowds, especially on the weekends. He's concerned they are going to maybe escalate.
We had an officer punched in the face. We now had a beer bottle broken over somebody's head over an incident that happened. A man was injured pretty severely. Large crowds, it tends to tie up our entire police department on Friday and Saturday nights at bar closing time. Not every Friday and Saturday night, some of those nights are, of course, without problem, not problematic.
He noted that the officers have been stepping up their efforts in the area and in working with the bar owners.
And I also want to bring it possibly to the Finance Legal License Committee, at least an update to you. We're also working with our village attorney to find out what we can do to try and squash some of this and get ahead of it before it gets out of hand.
The chief praising the officers at the COP house on Mead Street for bringing positive change to that area. Racine's Fire Department going to be using $16,000 in private grant money to provide enhanced technical rescue training for special emergencies. Speaking with the city's Finance and Personnel Committee, Chief Hansen of the Fire Department explained that the Geiger Foundation approached them based on past response efforts to such emergencies.
Now, technical rescue training are things like, you know, if you have a building collapse, if you have a really bad car accident where you have to tear the cars apart, or a trench, you know, if you have a sewer project in the area and somebody becomes trapped down in the trench. This is the type of training that prepares us to deal with those situations. It'll be used for advanced classes, not for basic classes, because we've got a lot of the basic training in place already, but this will be used for advanced classes in those disciplines.
Not all their rescues are land-based, and while not mentioning specifically the Ferris wheel incident of a few years back, Chief Hansen did talk about some higher altitude scenarios that this training would cover.
In addition, we have a number of water towers around the city that may require us to pick students or somebody who gets up there illicitly, get them off of there to rescue them from 150, 200 feet up. Part of this is for what's called high-angle rope rescue. So we train for that as well, so we're prepared to deal with those types of situations, although most of our rope rescues are actually down in the lakefront on the steep banks north of the zoo there.
The request to apply for and accept that grant probably to be approved without discussion by the council next week, especially since there's no city match involved. City of Waukesha's plan to pump water out of Lake Michigan, then later return it via the Root River through Racine County, well, it now has an official brand, Greater Water Alliance. This comes with a logo and a website designed to incorporate the seven communities affected by the project. A public involvement meeting is going to take place from 5 to 7 o'clock this evening at Kenosha's Municipal Building. This is on the proposed rehabilitation of Highway 32, Sheridan Road, between 85th and 91st Streets in open house style format. The Boys and Girls Club of Kenosha and the Kenosha Unified School District partnering to create BGC Sports Youth Football Youth Feeder Program for kids in the first through fourth grades. Rosters to be created based geographically on the high schools in the district. For Bradford's district, they'll be playing for the Junior Red Devils. The Tremper District, the Junior Trojans. The Indian Trail School, the Junior Hawks. There's also programming for fifth through eighth graders. Meanwhile, to kick off the 2017 football season, BGC Sports will be hosting the first annual Roads to Success Speed and Agility Football Camp. It'll feature former NFL star and Super Bowl MVP Dominic Rhodes. It's Saturday, April the 29th, Sunday, April the 30th at CYC Park, open to players ages 8 to 18. They're known as Internet Purchase Exchange locations. They're areas where people can meet, exchange merchandise they purchase from a seller online, and several area police departments may soon have them. At the Mount Pleasant board meeting this week, Police Chief Tim Zarzecki said the exchange sites are becoming more popular. Officer Jim Kelly said he recently talked to the police department in Glendale. They've got one of those exchange locations. He said they provided Mount Pleasant with some free signs.
They actually gave us 10 signs for free. I brought this up to Crime Stoppers along with Sturtevant PD was there, Caledonia, the city. And they liked the fact of what we were doing.
Officer Kelly said that he got quotes for police department and village stickers for those signs, and the Crime Stoppers has agreed to pay for them.
We would have two out front. We checked the cameras. It's a perfect location for that. We were talking about also having two down by the COP house, where I'm out of. And then each department, Caledonia, Sturtevant, and the city, will also get two with their own labels on it.
Racine, Caledonia, and Sturtevant have not yet announced where their internet purchase exchange locations will be, though Racine's police chief Art Howell did recently tell a group that they're looking at Regency Mall. In Kenosha, the Shalom Center Board of Directors this week voted to accept a proposal from Kamosi Construction that would guarantee a project price of $1.85 million to complete the remodeling on the new homeless shelter interior on 39th Avenue. Price tag includes commercial kitchen equipment and interior furnishings that'll be covered by a $135,000 CD block grant from the city. Bids for the kitchen equipment will be going out in the next few days. The shelter, targeted to open this summer, thanks to a fundraising campaign, which has included a few rather sizable challenge match donations. The Donnie McCaslin Black Star Quartet backed legendary musician David Bowie on the final album before he died just over a year ago. One week from today, coming off Grammy Award victories for that album called Black Star, McCaslin and the group are going to perform 7:30 p.m. in the Francis Bedford Concert Hall at the Rita Talent Pickens Center for the Arts and Humanities. That's on the UW Parkside campus in Kenosha. Tickets for the concert available online, tickets.uwp.edu, or by contacting the box office directly, or by email to boxoffice@uwp.edu. At the Grammys, the Black Star album won awards for Best Rock Performance, Best Rock Song, Best Alternative Album, and Best Engineered Non-Classical Album. Tomorrow's the deadline for a program in Kenosha in which you can buy trees and shrubs. It's through the Kenosha County Tree Program, which the county has offered for more than 25 years. Sale is open to the public. You do not need to be a Kenosha County resident. For more information, call 262-857-1900. And the Democratic Party of Racine County's monthly meeting next Monday night at 7 o'clock will be at Infocino's Banquet Hall, and the public's invited. The guest speaker, State School Superintendent Tony Evers. He's going to be having his own event, fundraiser meet and greet at Infocino's, starting at 5 p.m. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.